Imagine waking up every morning unsure of who you'll be today. Will you feel empty and desperate for connection, or rage-filled and pushing everyone away? For millions living with complex borderline personality disorder, this isn't hypothetical, it's daily reality. While traditional understanding treats borderline personality disorder as a standalone condition, Daniel Fox's groundbreaking work reveals that BPD rarely travels alone. Instead, it brings companions like bipolar disorder, depression, ADHD, or PTSD, creating a complex web of symptoms that traditional approaches fail to address. With over 18 million Americans affected by BPD and the majority experiencing co-occurring conditions, this new understanding fills a critical gap that has left countless individuals misdiagnosed and undertreated for years. BPD isn't simply a collection of symptoms. It's a complex adaptation developed to manage years of emotional anguish. Unlike conditions that respond readily to medication, BPD functions as an intricate survival mechanism that unfortunately perpetuates suffering. Its development follows multiple pathways, with genetics playing a significant role. Individuals with relatives who have BPD are 5 times more likely to develop it themselves, with specific genetic markers linked to emotional dysregulation and impulsivity. While not universal, trauma significantly increases risk. Sexual abuse occurs in 36 to 68% of those who develop BPD, with multiple traumatic events showing stronger correlation than single incidents. Family environments further shape the condition through experiences of neglect, conflict, unpredictability, and emotional invalidation. 3 family types particularly contribute: chaotic, inconsistent emotional support; perfect, negative emotions minimized to maintain flawless image; and typical, rigid boundaries with emphasis on emotional control. These environments fail to teach emotional regulation, forcing children to develop maladaptive coping strategies that persist into adulthood. Martin's story illustrates CBPD's complex nature. Despite 12 years of marriage, his relationship remains tumultuous. When threatened with abandonment, he displays classic BPD behaviors: emotional breakdown, excessive calling, and suicidal threats. Once the crisis passes, his commitment to change wanes. During a recent crisis, hospitalization revealed multiple diagnoses: BPD, bipolar disorder, and substance use disorders, exemplifying how different conditions amplify each other. This complexity represents the norm rather than the exception. Studies indicate over 85% of individuals with BPD meet criteria for at least one other psychiatric disorder, with many having 3 or more diagnoses. Yet most literature treats co-occurring conditions as secondary concerns, failing to recognize how these conditions create a unified impact requiring integrated treatment. This approach leads to a dangerous cycle of symptom dismissal, where additional symptoms are incorrectly attributed to BPD. When symptoms unrelated to BPD are explained away as just part of BPD, they remain unaddressed until reaching a breaking point: self-harm, hospitalization, or incarceration. Even when intervention occurs, without accurate identification of all conditions, improvement remains temporary. Wendy's case demonstrates the complexity when bipolar disorder and BPD coexist. Her journey began with depression at 15, followed by a more severe episode at 17. Prescribed antidepressants triggered manic-like symptoms: irritability, decreased sleep needs, and demanding behavior. In college, she experienced a full manic episode with grandiose beliefs, hypersexuality, and reckless behavior leading to hospitalization and bipolar diagnosis. Beyond mood episodes, Wendy struggled with an overwhelming inner void, identity confusion, abandonment fears, and unstable relationships, classic BPD symptoms. While mood stabilizers helped her bipolar symptoms, they didn't address her paranoid thinking, hostility, and abandonment fears. Research shows bipolar disorder and BPD coexist in approximately 27.6% of cases, creating diagnostic challenges due to overlapping symptoms like irritability, racing thoughts, and impulsivity. The key distinction lies in timing and triggers. Bipolar episodes persist for specific durations, often without clear external triggers, while BPD episodes typically respond to interpersonal stressors and resolve when the situation changes. This explains why medication effectively addresses bipolar symptoms but leaves BPD's core issues largely untouched. Ray's story demonstrates how depression can progress from mild to severe when left untreated. His wife finds him unresponsive in bed, surrounded by bodily waste from not getting up for days. At the hospital, he gives one-word responses and makes fatalistic statements about life. Despite stabilizing medically, he refuses antidepressants, believing they would change who I really am. Depression isn't passive, but actively works against recovery, convincing you to embrace despair. Major depressive disorder occurs in 83% of individuals with BPD, creating a deadly combination that increases suicide attempt frequency and severity. Depression symptoms overlap significantly with BPD features, including consistent low mood, anhedonia, sleep disruption, and suicidal ideation. The key distinction lies in timing and triggers. Major depression requires symptoms persisting for at least 2 consecutive weeks, while BPD episodes typically last hours or occasionally days, usually following identifiable triggers like perceived rejection. Depression combined with BPD creates distorted perceptions, depression-colored glasses that affect motivation, thoughts, and actions, perpetuating helplessness and often leading to impulsive behaviors and self-harm. BPD's very name originated from the belief that individuals with this disorder were on the border of psychosis. Research shows hallucinations occur in 26 to 54% of individuals with BPD, while delusions affect 17 to 29%. The fear and suspiciousness common in BPD aren't true psychotic symptoms, but rather anxiety-based responses that typically follow stress-inducing situations centered on abandonment fears. Similarly, dissociation involving impaired attention, recurrent illusions, and depersonalization serves as a defense mechanism protecting from overwhelming emotions related to trauma. While impaired reality testing defines all psychotic disorders, those with BPD typically maintain intact reality testing except during intense stress, which can trigger quasi-psychotic symptoms that last less than 2 days and center around abandonment fears rather than the bizarre, long-standing symptoms seen in true psychotic disorders. For managing these symptoms, grounding techniques help refocus thoughts and feelings in the present. Cold water splash to activate the parasympathetic nervous system, savory sips with focused attention on sensations, slow, steady breathing, and the 5-4-3-2-1 method, identifying things you can see, touch, hear, smell, and taste. Knowledge is empowerment, a tool to replace maladaptive patterns with healthy ones. For those with multiple co-occurring conditions, Fox provides strategies to organize this knowledge. The complete complexity exercise involves listing all co-occurring conditions with their symptom scores, while your top 10 symptoms helps identify the most impactful symptoms to address first. The therapeutic journey isn't linear. It involves relief and hope alongside fear as you move away from comfortable maladaptive patterns toward new adaptive strategies. Substance abuse represents the greatest impediment to overcoming CBPD, with 28 to 63% of BPD individuals having alcohol abuse disorders and 28 to 72% having drug use disorders. Addressing substance abuse first creates a foundation for building adaptive strategies and skills. Growth beyond CBPD involves an ebb and flow of successes and challenges. With proper understanding of the complex interplay between BPD and co-occurring conditions, you can break free from the weight of symptoms that have held you down. Recovery doesn't mean erasing your past. It means integrating those experiences into a new story where they no longer control your future. The path forward isn't about becoming someone new, but about finally becoming who you truly are beneath the layers of adaptation and survival.